Yo, what up? It's your boy Doug. I know I'm not about to be on the Frocast, but I had to start. You feel me? Yeah, hashtag you feel me. I just thought about it. My nigga Be Easy in a lot of ways is like Lil Wayne. He's small, skinny, like 95 to 105 pounds. He wants to be Jay-Z, and there's rumor to be pictures of him kissing men and calling them baby or daddy. So I just thought I'd put that out there for y'all. Tell me what y'all think. Holla at me.
NappyAfro.com.
You know what time it is, episode 92 of the Frocast. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka Mr. Classic, sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy King Germ, aka Nicki Minaj's new boyfriend.
Hold on, bro. Can we fight for it?
I mean, if you ready to fight, I mean, according to, I've been battling the last week on Facebook with Dub over my affinity for Pinky, but you know, that's neither here nor there. Dub real disrespectful, got my teeth and asking me about Pinky, and I'm like, come on, Dub, man. Like,
you
see my heart right there, like,
dang, no. Yeah, you know, you need to get the context clues, because I know when you said something earlier, I was like, okay, young edit and remove.
Yeah, but I was just like, yeah, you was just like, so, I mean, I was just laughing.
Yeah, you said, Streets is watching, I was like, yeah, buddy, forgot about that. Dub has been on one, man. We just gonna kind of jump into the show. Dub went on one lately. He was talking about the, He said that KDOT, Kendrick Lamar, has changed the game. What do you think about this? Changed the game. Already. This dude got one album. He done changed the game.
Like I told Dub, man, Kendrick hasn't done anything new. I told Dub it's because he's used to hearing a lot of garbage music. Laffy Taffy, other rappers is garbage. I'm not just going, you know, shit on D4L, but it's a lot of garbage music out there. So when Kendrick is actually rapping, it makes him stand out above the rest of the crowd. And that's not a bad thing. You know, that's not bad for Kendrick at all. It's just that he didn't reinvent the wheel, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick is spitting regular raps. He's not doing nothing that we haven't seen before. It's just something we ain't seen in a while and on the main stage, because we've been pumping garbage music like Future. He's one of the hottest rappers in the game, but come on, it's Future. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so that's that. I just think people, like I said, we live in a society where everything is the best. As soon as we see something, as soon as the game go off, it's the greatest game we ever seen. The next week, oh, this is the greatest game we ever seen. Next week, and that's, you know, so I think we live in a society where everything we see, we want to throw it up there on the mantle already. Let's give it some time. You know, give it some time. I don't think he's changed the game. What about you, Saul, right?
Nah, I don't think he changed the game at all. I think that Kendrick, I think he's just got the perfect blend of shit that makes it hot right now. His delivery and the way he switches up his delivery is dope. His voice is dope. He's not saying anything extra complex, which is Scarface been doing the same shit for years, but motherfuckers ain't falling out their seat when Scarface say shit. But it all goes together so well, you just like, yo. And I agree that he's saying some shit that makes you, you know, shake your head every once in a while, but he's not overly lyrical. The dude's dope. Don't take that as a diss. I still think KDOT is, you know, right now, he's currently one of what, top five, top three, real easy, just so based on how hot his shit is, and where he's at. Everybody's popping, you know what I mean? But we saw on the Cypher last night, it's a lot of niggas that can rap. It's a lot of niggas that can rap. So as far as changing the game, you got to get at least two or three albums under your belt to change the game and actually have an impact. Ain't nobody rapping like Kendrick. Everybody rapping like Drake.
Exactly.
And that's from a nigga that Drake, I don't even like his last two albums like that. But you can't deny the impact that he's had on music. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Drake and Kendrick, everybody has been, like, a week or two ago when the 15-second clip of Kendrick's freestyle went viral, everybody was like, oh, he dissing Drake. And my whole thing is this. If you do your research, I really think he's dissing Papoose. Because I really do, because him and, you know, everybody wants to point where he said nothing was the same. Okay, that is the name of Drake's album. But that's it. You know what I'm saying? And then he says sensitive rapper, and everybody equates Drake with sensitive. Right. But people need to understand, Drake has kept it 100 from the beginning. Drake never pretended to be a tough guy. He never pretended to be a gangbanger. He never pretended to be a skateboarder. He never pretended to be a pimp. He never pretended to be a drug dealer. Like, none of that stuff. Drake has always, from the beginning, been about his feelings, been about everything. So to call him a sensitive rapper, like, I don't understand this hate that Drake gets. You know what I'm saying? I mean, good gracious. Like, what he, like I said, he makes good music. And I personally think it was a shot at Papoose, because he's a, that was the same sense of control verse, because Papoose and Drake were friends. You know, let's not forget that Kendrick did give Papoose 5 minutes on Summer Jam. The main, you know, he closed out Summer Jam basically in New York City. Yeah. You know, then he said a sensitive rapper. The only person I seen get real huffy about the control verse was Papoose. You know, then he said something about my bulletproof. You know, because Papoose went at him and said something about he's saying bullets through your booty or something like that, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And then he said something about pajamas. People, Papoose has pajamas. Google it. Papoose has some pajamas. So I'm thinking it's against Poose, you know, but everybody says against Drake. And let's be honest, that freestyle, the Cypher freestyle, it was, you know, it just, I don't know. I think people hyped it up because it's Kendrick, and he's the flavor of the month right now, and everybody wants to see him do well. And I don't know why we want to railroad Drake out of the business when Drake been doing it for about 4 years now, consistently.
Yeah, in a minute, yeah.
Consistently. You know, so, you know, you got to get to Drizzy. I'm not saying he's better than Kendrick, but Drizzy ain't no slouch. And so if they came into a war of words, I'm going to side with Mr. Aubrey Drake Graham. Or yes. Drake Aubrey Graham, whatever his
name. he's got actual lyrics. For people that are just getting on to Drake, dog, just check a mixtape. That's all I got to say. Check a mixtape and listen to the dude's pick. I mean, we featured on NappyAfro.com. We featured Comeback Season, which I still think is his best album. I don't care. I still think that's his best album, mixtape or otherwise. The dude's got bars. But he's doing what works right now, which is the hybrid singing and all that shit, which is cool. That's his thing right now. But to everybody jump on the bandwagon about Drake being sensitive, rappers are sensitive. Don't get it
exactly.
Twisted. Niggas is sensitive as hell in hip hop. If you look like you saying something about somebody, here come a diss track. If you go on the wrong set and you say somebody's city name wrong, here come a diss track. Like, that's kind of what the shit is about anyway. So what? Drake raps about women's and love and shit like that. And yes, I said women's, because that's what we're talking about, man. Y'all niggas is doing extra right now. Y'all doing the most. LL did this shit for 27 years. I have a long LL been in the game, and we just gave him a pass. He did women's songs and bullshit songs, and we just gave him a pass. This nigga's the GOAT or whatever. But Drake come out with a song for women, and niggas lose their mind. Now, granted, I do agree with you. That last album is very estrogen-filled, dog. That last album.
Hey, I like it. So.
Hey, I hear you, but that don't mean that it ain't estrogen-filled. Like, it's cool. That is, you know, if you think it's good music. But it is on the extra sing-songy, all the dark liquor, low lights, feeling some kind of way type music. But that's what he's doing. I don't think that he's, in other words, I don't think that Drake is really any extra sensitive than any other rapper out there, period. And Kendrick showed that when he cut his verse. How many niggas responded? Niggas was butthurt about what he said. And we talking about cats that ain't did shit was coming out and feeling some kind of way. It felt like they had to say something. Shit, last night, Joel, well, not last night, because we're recording this later, but on the Hip Hop Award show, Joel was still taking shots at Kendrick. On his freestyle verse. And we're going to talk about the whole cipher. We're going to get through that. But the question that we have on the outline is, who has more respect from the hip-hop community, Drake or K-Dot? And I feel like it's fucked up, because anytime that you spit something that has any extra teeth, if you say anything that's extra from the street, if you sound a little bit more hardcore than anybody, you're going to get more love from the quote-unquote hip-hop community. Drake is not embraced by the hip-hop community. Right now, he's just not. And we're talking about, you know, the 20s, you know, King Germs, Team Young Nigga. Drake's not really embraced like he should be. Right now, K-Dot is blowing the fuck up. because their flow and everything is different. But I don't know. As far as the respect game goes, I don't know, man. I think all that shit is kind of ridiculous anyway. I just mentioned LL Cool J. You can't go to a hip hop show and say anything bad about LL Cool J. But when was the last time he's put out a really good album? I'm just saying, I'm team racist. Old nigga. Did you say accidental racist?
I mean, I was being funny. You're
not changing. I mean, well, you did say bad dance. But I'm just saying, what do you think? Who do you think have more respect?
Okay, first off, I want to shout out at The Soul Will Flow for that question. He tweeted it. He asked us this on Twitter. And then I told him I will shout him out. So this is your shout out at The Soul Will Flow.
Oh, hold on. You saying people for this show?
Yes, this was a Twitter question.
Wow.
All the topics today came from our lovely fan base, and I appreciate that, because me and Sol Ray, we were tanked this week. There's a lot of football, a lot of baseball going on this week, so we didn't have any topics, and people stepped up that, you know, I didn't even know listen to the show, but, you know, hey, The Soul Will Flow. He shouted us out, and he asked this question. Me personally, from the hip-hop community, I'm going to say Dre gets more respect, but Kendrick is he's the flavor of the month. So if I need a single, I'm going to go to Drake. You know, Drake is going to get my single on the radio. Drake is going to get me out there. Just like Migos. Migos threw Drake on the remix, and everybody liked the Versace song. I didn't like it until I heard Drake on it. But, you know, I still don't listen to their verse. You know, when Drake stopped rapping, you know, I just like the hook and Drake. That's it. But Kendrick, like I said, he's a flavor of the month. So you'll get him on a song like, you know, Miguel threw him on How Many Drinks remix. And that shit is dope. That shit is dope. But I think Drake still gets more respect because he's Drake. You know what I'm saying? He's a bigger name, a bigger draw. And like I said, he's Drake. Kendrick, he's not no slouch. Like, if I throw Kendrick on my song, like, I guess lyrically, like, if I was a lyrical rapper and I just wanted to do a song, I'd go holler at Kendrick. But if I wanted a song that I want to put me out there, I'm going to let Drake. So I would have to say Drake gets more respect because he can do numbers. Like, he does numbers. And you can't, you know, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't. And Drake do numbers. See how his album is almost platinum in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's a month now. The day is 17th. So album came out 20, whenever his album came out. It's pushing a month and it's pushing platinum. And you know, that's the one that might be the Cash Money machine, but still, it's a million copies sold almost, and Drake's the man. So, you know, I'm going to go with Drake on that one.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, that's valid. Right now, nobody's moving units like him. And like I said, this is not to shit on Kendrick or any of the other shit, you know what I'm saying? But facts is facts. You know, Kendrick is the exciting dude right now. He's a young upstart, but Drake right now is kind of the machine. Drake is part of the machine right now. He's moving units. He's selling out shows. People tweeting him. He's not attacking motherfuckers on Twitter. He jumps in. It's kind of like, I think that and shout out to Dub. But I think GQ Blue, shout out to GQ Blue and Mama Blue. Hope you're feeling well and recovering fast. He mentioned this in the email before, and he said that Drake is kind of like John Cena, in that people say that they don't like Drake, but they secretly like booing Drake. They still gonna buy the album. They still gonna rock with him. They still want to see his features. He's still the people's champion. You know what I'm saying? And Kendrick Lamar is a young dude. He's a little Daniel Bryan of the game.
Yes.
Just coming up, and people, he's exciting, and people love what he's doing, and he's bringing some validity back, if there's a way to do that, validity back to the commercial game, because Kendrick is still spitting, and he still gets some radio play. So, it's kind of interesting. I'm just happy that people are excited about hip hop again. I can give a fuck who wins or loses. I'm just happy people seem to care. Niggas are spitting. Whether that's Kendrick's fault, whether that's Drake's fault, whoever's fault it is, we saw on the Cypher, which we're about to get into, cats is really stepping their game up. And some of you legends ain't. Some of you ain't.
And like I said, the recession we had in hip hop a couple years, where it was just like nobody selling records. I said it's gonna starve out the garbage cats. Like, the garbage cats was gonna, you know, we had to filter all the garbage cats out the game to get to some real music. And I think the real music is back, and it's gonna be tougher for the garbage cats to get on now. Like, I think it's not as easy as it was 8 years ago, you know, for a garbage cat just to get on there and make music. I think now, like, we really want good music. Like, we back to making good music again, and I think hip-hop is back on its way up. And like, we had a low, but I think it's over with now, and we're going to see more Kendrick Lamars and more Drakes and more J. Cole's and more, you know, good artists step up and make better music. And I think the industry is going to start supporting the better music and leave the garbage alone. Like, garbage is going to always have their lane. It's always going to be a lane for the garbage niggas, but that lane going to be like the bike lane. And the music going to be in the car lanes. And I think that's what the good artists going to be in the car lanes, and the garbage niggas going to be in the bike lane. They're going to be on the side of the road in their little lane, and nobody's going to really give a fuck about them. And I'm just happy to see that. And that's pretty damn good, man. It's pretty damn good, man.
We might be reaching, because, you know, sometimes we had that conversation with, you know, team old nigga, team young nigga. The best music is old school. The best music is new school. We had this conversation about how music was so much better and premium back then. Let's not get it twisted. Cats like, and I'm bringing this up for all of our, all seven of our New York listeners. I think Nice and Smooth are fantastic. I would not call them lyrical giants by any means. They are today's garbage rap. They were just fun. They had this swag, and they
were party music.
Yeah, and we were fine with that then. But the same cats come out with party music now, we act like it's destroying the game. This shit is horrible.
Get
the fuck out of here with that shit. Looking Boy was dope to me. You could tell me shit.
It was funny.
Boy. Yeah, it was hilarious. You could tell me shit about it, but I wouldn't call them niggas to get in my freestyle cipher. But to me, that was hot. Hip hop is about variety. So right now it seems like niggas don't recognize that anymore. It just, you either hot or you not, and then they don't support it at the register, which is a whole nother ball of wax. Y'all still ain't got that Rhapsody album, Kill Yourself. I don't want to hear you complain about Nicki Minaj if you ain't checking out Rhapsody at all. I don't want to hear it. You was about to
speak. Speaking of the cyphers and Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim was in one of the cyphers. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, she was rapping like Nicki Minaj.
Mm, you noticed
that? Did you notice that? Like, she was doing a little, I was like, when did Lil Kim start rapping like this? Like, you know, I was used to Lil Kim rapping like, you know, Lil Biggie. Mm-hmm. But now she's rapping like Lil Nicki. And so speaking of the freestyles, we had the TDE freestyle, which is TDE, for y'all don't know, it was Schoolboy Q, J-Rock, Absol, Isaiah Rashad, and Kendrick Lamar. Only highlight, I like J-Rock. I might start checking him out now. His verse is all right. J-Rock remind me of, I like hood rappers. I like rappers that talk about the drug game. And J-Rock looked like an old drug dealer that started rapping to me. And it's just, you know, his like, you know, like that, on that song, Money Trees, like that's like his verses. I like his verse. Well, I like that whole song, so I ain't gonna, you know, but J-Rock, he stood out in that song. And his freestyle, like, I like his freestyle band to Kendrick. One Kendrick I didn't like was that fucking high five he did. That shit looked so corny when he did it. And it just looked so state. Like, it just looked like he was tagging his partner in, and it's just like they rehearsed it. And
yeah,
I didn't really like it. It just went fluid. So the TDE freestyle was, it was all right. I guess the crowd loved it because it was TDE. And then you had the Slaughterhouse freestyle, which was, you know, Slaughterhouse, Joel, Crooked Eye, Royce, and Joe Budden. Missing Eminem, which I would have loved to seen there. It was, you know, lyrics, and, you know, but it could have been better. It seemed like everybody was mailing it in on that one.
Yeah.
Then you had the
aggravated me because they got bars. We know Slaughterhouse got bars.
Yes.
Hell, we know TDE got bars. But both of them seemed like they lacked the enthusiasm and delivery. They were just there. And like, yo, Kendrick's was dope. J-Rock's was cool. The new cat, Isaiah, is decent. Yeah. Slow down with them hand motions, though. Slaughterhouse, yeah. Joel killed it. Let me say this about Slaughterhouse real quick, and then we can go on with the rest of the cypher. Y'all need to stop using Joel to start the verse. Because Joel is too hot for that shit. I'm being completely honest. He comes out and does his verse, and then it was Crooked Eye, and then it was...
Oh, God, he put me to sleep. Crooked Eye put me to sleep.
And they got bars. They got bars, but they didn't seem like they were there. Joel's shit was clever. He had a little different tonation with the way he was flowing. All of that shit was great. And then you got Buttons, who is complete snooze. Talent, but no tonal difference at all. He just deadpan when he raps. Everything I say is the same pace, and I'm just gonna keep flowing because you're saying it in my face. Like, everything he says is the same way. And so you got Joel who gives you all the excitement and all the lyrics, and then every rapper after that is a drop off. And that kind of
dis- Can I say something?
Go for it.
I mean, do you see the women Joe Budden bed? I mean, I wouldn't be, you know, if I had the stable of women, if my roster looked like his, I'd probably be monotone with the raps too, man. Because I'm thinking about the pussy I'm going to get once I get through rapping verse, man. So.
Yeah, we need women to stop supporting the monotone rap. Y'all need to stop bedding with Joe. I mean,
but nobody support Raekwon.
Ah, did I just throw a shot at Raekwon?
Damn. We have reached an all-time low.
I hate that song. I don't hate the song. I just hate his verse. On that Rhapsody mixtape, I really, when he comes on the song, I'm just like, Rhapsody, I'm pretty sure you probably liked Raekwon back in the day, but you don't want to rap with Raekwon in 2013.
Ow.
I mean, I'm sorry, Raekwon is one of the worst rappers to me. Like,
I am here for all of the Wu-Tang slander. You know how I feel about Wu-Tang. But come on, man, you can't go that far with it, can you?
Listen, man, when he was on the song with Outkast, Skewered on the Barbie, he really fucked that song up. Remember this to the audio, steady audio, so grow hydro, then back it up slow. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, you got Andre the common denominator, the nigga numerator. Never know. Come on, man, you got Andre and Big Boy, I bust rap, Fatty Boy, bust gap shit. Then you got weak ass man, Raekwon. Like, you had a good album. The Purple Tape was a great album. If it weren't for Ghostface and all the help from the Wu, we wouldn't be having this conversation about Raekwon. We wouldn't be. Because he's living off one album, and I didn't mean to make this about Raekwon, because we shouldn't even be talking about Raekwon on the broadcast. You know, he has done nothing to garner us talking about him, but I'm doing it anyway.
Wow.
First, leave Raekwon alone.
Yeah. Just go back to the cypher, man. Go back to the cypher.
Yeah. Next cypher was the ASAP Mob cypher. So I'm getting the idea that it's just, so far, the first three crews, I mean, it's like all crews rapping, you know what I'm saying? So the ASAP Ferg, ASAP 12E, ASAP Nast, ASAP Ant, and ASAP Rocky. I'm going to be honest, people, I didn't listen to this freestyle at all.
News, nigga, that shit. Next, we ain't even got to go no more. You ain't listening, I ain't liking it. Go on.
Exactly. Sorry, GQ Blue. I know them your boys, but I'm sorry. Then the next one was Lil' Kim and Friends. Mm. Now, like we mentioned earlier, Lil' Kim was on her Nicki Minaj flow, which is bad because that's even saying Nicki even killed you. Like, she beat you so bad, now you rapping like her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And Kim, you were a hip-hop legend on the lady side, but I mean, now that we look at your stats over career, I'm questioning your legacy. I'm questioning it. When Biggie died, so did your rhymes.
God damn, nigga.
And listen, I used to love Lil Kim. I would argue with people that say, oh, I heard Lil Kim suck so much dick that she had to get her stomach pumped. I would argue that. You know, this is before the internet, people. You know what I'm saying? Well, my brother used to tell me about this. This was before the internet, people, so, you know, there was no fact-checking. You just, you know, the rumor mill was a rumor mill. And Lil' Kim, you just fell off hard. I mean, you know, you done went and got fake body parts. Your hips look, I mean, you just look like Michael Jackson, the female version. Joan Rivers, like, I just don't understand Lil' Kim. Please, man. I mean, the surgeries and botched you up. You're looking a little better, but still, I'm sorry. And then it was Lil' Kim and Friends. It was Action Bronson, Starlife Breezy, Travis Scott, Tiffany Fox, and Lil' Kim. Now, I'm going to say this. Tiffany Fox, I don't know who you are. Don't know if you can rap. But you look nice out there that night. I mean, you know, you looked all right. So I'm with you, Tiffany Fox. Oh, she from the Loop?
Yeah.
Oh, from so sorry, right, you know her then.
No, sir. She probably about 12 years old, man. You know, team old nigga. I don't know that young girl, but
you probably want to see her mom and stuff.
It's probably, I'm probably only two people away from knowing her because St. Louis is like that. Mm-hmm. I wish she would have got more than eight bars around that bitch.
Hey, she looked, her outfit made up the other eight.
You might be right. And she did have on stripes.
So, yes. Low.
Who else there? We had
Action Bronson.
He's still dope. Can't say nothing to hate about
him. Yeah, I like Action Bronson, man. I don't know if I can listen to a whole album of him, but I pull for the guy. Because for some reason, he just like, he is a fun dude to be around. Like, I can chill Action Bronson. And I heard he could cook. Not that I want a dude cooking me food or nothing, but I'm pretty sure we could get high and he'd make up some munchy food. And I'd be like, yo, this shit is awesome. You know, so.
Yeah.
And Starlight Breezy, he was a contest winner. And he seemed like he was hungry. Like, he was trying to, he's from the A. Seemed like he was trying to make a name for himself. And Travis Scott, who is he? Exactly.
Yeah, who else? Somebody else was in that one. Was that, is that Joey's?
No. That was just Action, Starlight, Travis, Tiffany, and Lil' Kim.
Okay. Yeah. That's a weird gathering. That's a weird group of rappers. But I think the takeaway from this is honestly that we got another female in the game, because we had a couple on here tonight. We had another female in the game. She's from St. Louis, so props to you, because we had St. Louis represented twice. And Nicki Minaj, you have apparently won. I think that's the takeaway. Nicki Minaj wasn't even there, and Cam let us know that Nicki won.
Yes.
So
When I was listening, I was like, hey, you sound like somebody I know. Who is it? I can't put my finger on it. Hey, yo. Oh, I say that for my winners and losers. But anyway, then the next one was John Connor and Friends. Yeah. That was Wax, Rhapsody, Emus, Killer, Ritz, and John Connor.
Can I put something right quick?
Go ahead.
Hands down, favorite cypher tonight. Hands down. Everybody. And we could just discard the international cat. And that's not because I think he was whack. That's because I always think that international segment is just odd. Reading and trying to figure out, and everybody nodding like they know what he's saying. Stop it. Y'all need something else.
Can I say something about international cypher? Like, the translation doesn't rhyme. So I don't understand the international rap. Like, I don't like the translation, because I'm reading the translation, I'm like, this shit don't even rhyme. Like, what are you, like, rapping is about rhyming. So maybe it raps in your native tongue, but the translation don't, so stop, just kill the subtitle. I don't even want to see the subtitle. I'd rather just sit there and bob to you, because it's just like listening to reggae music. We don't know what the hell they're saying. But we bobbing to it. You don't know what the fuck they're saying.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
I would rather just kill the subtitle. Kill the subtitle. Kill it.
But everybody else, like, you put him aside, everybody else that was left completely did what they need to do. That's what a cypher is about. Rhapsody shit was on point like a motherfucker. John Connor's always dope. Joey, everybody, Wax, I hadn't even heard of Wax, yo. But like he said in the cypher, I'm definitely gonna be Googling his name now, because that nigga spit. I love that cypher, dog. Hands down, my best of the night.
Yeah. And Rhapsody, I didn't know she was that short, man. Might put on the team. Gotta stop. What'd you say?
She ain't big enough for you, is she?
Look, man, we, you know, a couple breakfasts and a couple dinners, man. You know, we can get it there, man. We can get it there. But this brings us to the last cypher of the night, which was my favorite. Was The Real Husbands of Hollywood. I think that was my favorite cypher. Because it was like, they were honestly freestyling. Like, nobody had any written out there. They don't live with them. They were just bringing the comedy, just being themselves, and I enjoyed that shit, because it sounded like something me and my friends were sitting around doing. Ain't none of us rappers, but we're sitting around, hey, I'm sitting on the block, something about this clock, you know, look, I enjoyed that. I laughed, it was funny, Nick Cannon throwing low blows, and Nelly actually, this might be one of the best raps Nelly ever rapped, and I was just like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So, I like The Real Husband of Hollywood, that was my favorite one, you know what I'm saying? It was funny, I like comedy.
Yeah, and you know, when I heard the verse, and I think Kevin Hart said this in an interview before the thing aired, is that Nick Cannon and Nelly may have put in their best verses of their career. And he said it as a joke. I don't know that he's too far off. And remember, but Nelly brought it, and Nick was spitting. I was like, yo, these cats are actually rapping. I could be mad at him. I could, and Kevin Hart out rapped some of the cats in the cypher. I said it.
Yes.
I said it. That nigga said, yo, when that nigga was rapping and he was just going off the top of the dome, he said, ha ha. He started going into his words, ha ha. He he he. I was like, you know what, man? He's still doing the same shit. If Drake or Kendrick had said that shit, we'd be talking about how hot it was. Because it was Kevin Hart, we like, oh, he's so silly. Hey, man. Kevin Hart out-rapped some of your best niggas in the cypher. I'm just saying. I ain't gonna say what niggas, but if you heard it, You know that some of you motherfuckers that be buzzing in the bees in the trap and shit, biting. Some of y'all motherfuckers that's legends just got out-rapped by a nigga that does comedy for a living. That's all I'm saying. Chocolate dropper for president.
Mm. Wow.
We need to do a cypher. We need to do a nappy afro cypher.
Hey, we can save it for Procast 100, man. Everybody write them some bars, man. I think it'll be fun.
I'm with it, man.
Let's do it. Like, Procast 100. It's gonna be a cypher episode. We're gonna bring everybody in, spit their bars. I mean, H2O, get your bars ready. Email them to us, record them, throw it on the drop. Everybody just throw drops on your little, a freestyle. It ain't gotta be. It can be whack, cause I was gonna be whack. But I'm just letting you know, it's gonna be something fun to do. I mean, and speaking of the BET Awards, they had 5 awards that night.
I didn't watch the show because I'm a Cardinal fan.
I didn't either.
But 5 awards, nigga. Tell me you lying.
No, I'm not lying. They gave away 5 awards that night. 5.
Do you know what the category?
Well, I don't. Probably. No, B's not here, so don't give me the lying. I mean.
So are we sure it's 5 though?
It was 5. I did read it was 5 awards. I know it was probably album of the year, collab of the year, man of the year, hustler of the year, female rapper of the year. They're probably on 5 albums, the 5 award cat, because, it's BT does stupid shit like that. And for the hip hop show, at least. And just make it all ciphers. I would sit there. I think more people tune in for the ciphers than they care about the awards, because that's all we're talking about. Nobody, look, we sat here and talked about the awards for 20 minutes, but not, about ciphers, but not one award. And everybody that talked about the BT award all talked about ciphers. All of them see the ciphers. Nobody cares who won what. I can't tell you who won what awards. I don't know. We didn't even put it on the site. We just put the ciphers on there. Nobody cares. And so, BT, we need to find out something. I think y'all can arrange to get all the rappers there. Just get a whole bunch of ciphers, like, bump it.
Yeah.
And
so just do this shit. And I think people will talk more about the ciphers and what people were wearing. And Rick Ross titties was, like, the third topic.
I thought Ross lost weight.
Apparently he ain't losing titties. I don't know. My timeline was lighting the fuck up with just everybody talking about Rick Ross titties. I don't even know that he was there.
And the sad part is, it's still 75% of women still give Rick Ross the butt with the moves. Even if he wasn't Rick Ross, he just without the name, he was just William, whatever his name is, and he was the same guy, same swag. He's still fucking the same bitches. I'm gonna be real with him because girls like that shit. For every girl out there talking bad about that man moves, it's a girl out there like, ooh, I love me a fat nigga. And I mean, it's just, listen, stop hating on Ross, fellas. Stop. Stop hating on light-skinned niggas. Stop hating on fat niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga's steady winning while y'all fucking hating. I'm just going to be real with you.
if I hear another nigga talking about what a nigga wear, I'm like over it right now. I'm so team old nigga right now. I'm not concerned with this shit. I'm just not concerned. Talk about Rick Ross titties all you want to. He's still taking his shirt off. He's still fucking bitches. Yes. It was a nigga on Twitter last week that went on a rant, and he was calling himself airing people out. I won't even say his name because fuck his shine. But he's apparently made in the game and done all these deals and got publishing, and he went on this rant talking about Maybach Music ain't shit, and Wale's ugly ass bitch is calling me to come down and visit, and let's talk about this person ain't got shit, let's talk about this person, all this shit. And at the end of the day, we don't know your fucking name. Y'all need to stop exactly. What other niggas is doing, man. Let people rock. Twitter got y'all fucked up. Twitter got y'all
internet
fucked up.
Yes, I mean, internet, you can hide behind screen name, you can make up this false reality of who you are, and just like some of these Twitter celebrities is what I call them. They just like people take their 140 characters for gospel. Like, my thing is this is my whole problem with these Twitter celebrities. Now, I'm not hating, I don't care. The people I fuck with on Twitter, we cool, we real cool. Like, I can sit there and joke with I can add some people in all day, we can have conversations. I really don't get caught up in all that want to be Twitter famous. But these Twitter famous people, you got 200-some thousand tweets. Some of y'all ain't been on Twitter as long as I have, and you got 200,000 tweets. How can you enjoy yourself if you steady tweeting the whole time? Like, you sitting there, like, you tweet your whole fucking life. You know, you just every Friday you just sit in your phone, tweet. How can you have fun? But you're a Twitter celebrity. People on Twitter, you know, people know you, and you know, I guess I don't know. But it is some good niggas on the Twitter. Some of the Twitter celebrities are fucking funny. Shout out to the homie at Jesus Nice. I seen him on Bossip. He made one of his tweets made Bossip this week. It was the top funniest tweet. Did the deal with the was the government shutdown or something? No, the Drake and Future beef. Yeah. Which is Drake kicked Future off the tour because it's something he said, you know. And so Jesus, he doing it.
He's
probably what DeSouza. How do you pronounce that shit?
Yeah, DeSouza, Jesus, whatever. He's probably one of the funniest cats on Twitter. Hands down, that nigga is fucking hilarious, dog. And he got an
Instagram. Oh, he got Instagram. Oh, man.
And, you got Instagram too. I think it's the same handle, DeSus. The nigga's nice. Hilarious, man. We got
yes.
It's a lot of cats today. Koku, I still think Koku Puff is hilarious. You know, Jia, even though he don't tweet as often as he used to, that nigga's still funny. We kind of rolling in the shout outs. Are we about done with the show? We kind of just roll right.
Yeah, man. I think we'll throw some music on here because it's gonna be a short show this week. People want to watch football. People got lives. Homecoming down here this week in the great city of Tallahassee. So FAMU homecoming is this weekend. So, you know, I'm going to go party with Keisha K.O.R. and Delicious and, you know, all them chicks, you know. Yeah, so look for King Germ. They'll throw ones on Delicious Booty tonight. No, I'm not.
You put it out there. Too late.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, but you got any winners or losers this week, man?
Shit, right now, I'm just hoping that the Cardinals keep winning. That's pretty much it. I hope that the next time we record the broadcast, I'm talking about us in the World Series. I do want to say that because of the game last night, I think our coach is a loser because he left our pitcher in there too long. He made the wrong calls. He did a bad substitution. So, yeah, I think we kind of lost. We could have closed it out last night, but we kind of lost because of our coaching. I think we got played. I think everybody else that's talking about LeBron and Jordan yet again are fucking losers. I'm so tired of this conversation. Like, it goes directly to how we opened the show. This is the greatest, that's the greatest. I'm just tired. Why do we constantly compare? Yes, we understand that Jordan is probably the greatest closing shooter of all time. Who gives a fuck? Who cares who we'd want taking the final shot? Who do you want to get to that final shot? Jordan with your team or LeBron? Who gives a fuck? How about LeBron?
You can't go wrong with
exactly. Like, I'm over that conversation. So everybody who's having that conversation, again, you're losers. As far as winning goes, hey, Nappy Afro's a winner. Why? Because we rock, man. So everybody on the staff, Dub, H2O, Architect, Be Easy, definitely, GQ Blue, and King Germ, of course, definitely winners. Miss T Lee is a winner. Keep your head up. Tracy Bay is a winner. And everybody that fuck with Nappy Afro, RT3. I got your shit in the mail, bro. When you're hearing this, you should be in the mail. He's a winner. He actually won last week. For real, for real. That's what happens when you fuck with Nappy Afro.
Yes. My winners of the week, I'm going to go with everybody that follows Nicki Minaj on Instagram because she let off some gems today. Man. And it's on the site. So, I mean, you know, it's on the site. And I'm still like I've been looking at it the whole time we've been recording this broadcast. It's been my inspiration. So the winner this week was Nikki for being my inspiration for this episode. My losers this week, the 10 kids that didn't come to practice yesterday and today. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to know why y'all suck? Because you don't come to practice. And that's just I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm not gonna talk about the TVP. The Tom Brown, the Packers this week because it's nothing to talk about. And I mean, the guys, they, you know, like, you know, it just, there's nothing to talk about. Man. They had me doubting myself, but I know I give 100% effort out there, so I know it's not me. I know it's them. I know it's them. But, you know, it is what it is. And shout out to GQ Blue who caught a win last week in the Pro Fantasy League. He's not in last place. He's not in last place anymore. So, you know, he's moved up. He's in 15th spot. And so blue's all right. You know, me and LPH were battling this week for first place. It's the undefeated against the one loss. You know, I am Heisenberg. So Pro Fantasy League, I am gonna do a write up, the halfway point. I'm gonna do one just for all the people that might just read the site and then were like, damn, they ain't doing fantasy this year. just I'm gonna do a half season write up, you know, get everybody caught up. So that will be coming. That's all my winners and losers. My shout out to Be Easy, man. Get healthy. He been dealing with a lot of you know, like Be Easy likes low hanging fruit, if you get my drift. And you fuck around. Sometimes when you fuck with low hanging fruit, you bite an apple and it got a worm in it. And so, you know, he recovering right now, you know. His trips to the free clinic, you know, stuff like that, antibiotics, all that good stuff. Get healthy, Be Easy, man. You know, hopefully you'll do better. Shout out to Mama Blue. You know, I'm glad everything went well with you. Blue, he'll be back next week. You know, Mama Blue, you're in our prayers. You know, everything's fine now, but I'm glad. And shout out to Saul Wright, man, for continuing to goddamn record this shit when I don't want to record, whatever. And, you know, everything is everything, man.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about. Hold it down, man. Shout out to everybody who follows us on Nappy Afro. I'm just going to grab some of y'all. This is the Twitter. So we got like 7,000 followers. So there's no way I'm going to get y'all all out. But shout out to
can't do all 7,000. We got time.
Yeah, we got time. You know what I'm saying? Get it in. But shout out to Jungie_official. Shout out to Mikey the God. Shout out to A.E. Horton. That's Broke Homie Soup. Shout out to Marco Pave, King of Marco. Shout out to Ghost Raider. Shout out to Ray Shiz. Shout out to Voximus AR. Shout out to Spruik. And you know, I'm just going down the list. Shout out to Mike Beats. Shout out to Chase Let Music. You know, all y'all followers think we put your songs on here. Go ahead.
Speaking of Chase Let wants to get on the Frocast. I'm working on something with him. He got a project coming out on 11, 12, 13. Mm. I forgot the name of it, but yeah, he's got a project. So Chase Let, he will be. We're gonna be speaking with him on the Frocast just to see what's going on. Me and him had a back and forth on Twitter. You know, we're just going, you know, getting to know each other stuff. Like, no homo, of course, no homo. And he's a talented artist. He's a very talented artist. I will say that because a lot of artists when they hit us up, their music garbage. I kind of get out, but he actually makes good music. And, you know, and I'm gonna get a homie a shot to see what he about. I don't know how old he is. I didn't ask him all that. It's not my business, but so Chase Let, shout out. We're gonna try to work on getting you out here and seeing what's going on.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Like I said, we got over 7,000 followers. I just shouted out some of the latest followers. A lot of y'all fuck with us, man. We appreciate y'all for keeping us around. This is why we keep recording this shit. When we tired, we got, you know, people sick. We don't have time between work and jobs and furloughs and anniversaries. And speaking of which, shout out to Mrs. Wright for her birthday. She just had a birthday yesterday, which is why we didn't record yesterday. That's why this is going up on Friday, because I wouldn't fucking with y'all like that. I got to take care of the crib. So other than that, man, this list could go on forever. Be Easy. Keep your head up, man. Dub, we're going to get you on the show probably around basketball time, because I see you popping fly on Facebook and Twitter per usual, per disrespectful. As you normally do. But yeah, man, this is nappyafro.com. This is episode 92. We're going to let you ride out to a couple songs that we really rocking with right now. And then we'll holler at you on the next episode next time. I'm your man, Saul Wright, aka Rice and Bird, sitting in with the homie King Germ. And we'll holler at you next time on 93. Peace.
Peace.
We got a million views. About to drink a billion brews. Yeah, yeah. In honor of the millionth view on YouTube of this new crack video, 3 years ago, I put it up there. Had to do a little recording. Check it out, yo. Coming to you live and direct from the belly of the Centro. It's Big Wax Dunny and I'm at it again, bruh. I park when I spit, not to press my luck, cause I ain't got no insurance, and if I wreck, I'm fucked. But when I ride beats, you couldn't deny that, cause you could use every syllable as a hi-hat. Rewind that, you'll find that the rhyme that I just spit was perfect. Reverse it, half it, double time that. Any way you wanna, fam, that's my mama, man. You can see a mic in my sonogram. I got my first tooth in the booth and I wrote my first hook in the coloring book. And back then, my rhymes was outside the lines and still are. Phones lose reception when I kill bars. I heard your shit, my ears still scarred. Should've turned it down, like opening a pill jar. Fuck Jake, we gon' wake and bake. I make papes when I battle all you fakes for cake. But now it's time for a station break. We wildin' out. Bop, bop, la, 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 bop, 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 bop. Spitting lyrics over this music, that is my calling. Rappers stepping to me, eventually they be falling. East Coast to the West Coast.
Chase, you hauling. King of San Diego, last name should be Stallman. Ballin'. Now I reside in Hollywood. Your girl call me Milk, cause your boy did her body good. Yeah, she got the calcium, but she really couldn't tell, cause her mouth be numb. She like, she's always down. She reminds me of the teacher from Charlie Brown. I'm just a musical genius with a beautiful penis and magical balls. Tickling them vaginal walls. Ladies, sit back and applause. Right after you come, I spit tight, lick right. Call me Dracula Tongue. Ayo, it's mind blowing when I'm flowing. You couldn't find no one who be showing the skills that I'm showing. Mind throwing like a boomerang. Back with stupid slang that you couldn't understand. Call me Pootie Tang. Yeah, I might as well say Sadate. Mexicans give me props. I'm like, they not away. YouTube search when you come across wax. You'll see them fire like Taco Bell sauce packs. I gloss tracks with high frequency audio polish. And when you hear it, you will all be astonished. And your thoughts of what an MC should be, they will all be demolished. And from then on, you will call me the hottest motherfucker that you've seen at a show performing. I'm the sole cause of global warming. My shit is like aw-ish, aw-ish. Your shit is just aw-ish, for real. The crowd's getting sleepy, B. But when I'm on stage, it's like they on PCP. They like, do that thing, do that thing. My favorite genre of music is New Jack Swing, fucker. Whatever happened to that? I used to like hearing motherfuckers rapping to that. You know, I take you little fools way back to middle school. Science class, Bunsen burner, blower, fry your ass. Don't try to pass me like Monopoly Go. I show cats how to properly flow. Hey yo, let me explain. Wax is the nickname, back with the spit game. Classic is Rick James, back when he sniffed cane. Smacking a shit stain to the midframe. Are you bastards that spit lame? God damn. This shit still going out to my brother Herbal T, man. He's back from Rio, but let's go. Check it out, yo. The way that we be packaging this flavor in bars, you'd be like, Wax, do you work for either Quaker or Mars? I work the bass and the treble like the faders and cars, and won't stop spitting sick till y'all haters get SARS, man. Y'all think I'm dumb as shit just cause I spit strictly for the love of it. I already gave up on the government. Not trying to change the world, just making fun of it. And I ain't scared of the terrorists, fuck all that. Illegal immigrants, I love y'all cats. Come on over, take a plane, walk, take a boat. What the fuck do I care, fam? I don't vote. It's two things that I care about, love and rhythm. And the people that I meet and the love within them. And the beat goes on from the winter to the summer. Cause time, it ain't nothing but a go-go drummer. And the feeling in his wrist make you nod your fists, make you realize God exists. Cause if he didn't, then how will we have this rhythm? It don't make no sense to me, the way that we split time up so exactly without some type of stopwatch technology. And I'm just saying, fam, that shit that I vow for. Fuck Iraq, hip-hop, I die now for. So if you mad that I'm styling on you, be glad if the cal is on you. Cause you gon' have to kill me before I stop wilding on you like this. One take. I seen that video a few times. It doesn't take that much to do that song. Shout out to my brother Herbal T. Shout out to my man Dave Ellis, aka the Eugenic, for filming that bitch.
Yo, y'all remember that shit right there? Classic Wax right there.
Skin tone cinnamon, red bone take man for the dividend. My whole tree house and I'm living in. Learn how to fly with the pelicans. Ordained, I ain't even gotta try to win. Frenzy when I got rap bitches in. Dior Christian case for the lipstick. Clap Christian Louboutin type bitch. You already know I'm a trendsetter. You already know I'm a track killer. They fill a metamorph like a caterpillar. Got my jewels in Kimbella. Bella, bella, bella. Stepping in my villa on the flow chinchilla. Bella, 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 bella. Sell more stadiums than Coachella.
Flashing lights, they're there even when I close my eyes. No, it's not a dream, I feel so alive, so alive.
Go,
so
nigga,
alive.
Go.
Yeah, I miss it, but I can't go back. Reminisce, but I can't go back. Only thing in the bag is the Maybach, yeah. Or the Maydag, yeah. Cause I dance in the spot where somebody's with the hate at. Are you still there? Louboutin Daffodil got the teal purr. Paralyze the game, listen to your wheelchair.
Hit Nancy Kerrigan, I don't play for.
International hood rat. Role model of Gaudi. You can tell by my attitude, my bag shoes, I broke it. You can tell by the Tiffany, that Tiffany done broke it.
You can tell by the Tiffany, that Tiffany done broke it.
International hood rat. Role model of Gaudi. You can tell by my attitude, my bag shoes, I broke it. You can tell by the Tiffany, that Tiffany done broke it. You can tell by the Tiffany, that Tiffany done broke it. Kiss, kiss, and now me kiss.
kissing on my candy bag. Tricking on me, tricking on my Birkin bag.
I can take it slow in the hood if I wanted to.
On the north side in the Chevy, roll up with my boo, boo. I'm the shit, David, you're in between the tick. Can't you think we're kinda cute? But La Perla on the tip, bitch. Panamera clutch, dashboard over 90. I am Boston Bird clutch, and it cost over a 90. And this time I'm playing for keeps. Double C on the blanket and the sheets. And Miami, I live. My passport is filled with one sense of your EBT. I saw my wrist and then my glass of tea. Flossing, but none in my teeth. Got more cheese than macaroni. Ace of Spades come out whenever I pee. A, B, C, D. Clean like I got OCD. She's all gone and the dough's held on. I'ma go get her. My lifestyle ain't cheap. Find a girl in love and she'll fuck for free. Go get her. International hood rat. Role model with Gaudi. You can tell by my attitude, my bag shoes, I broke it. You can tell by the Tiffany, that Tiffany done broke it.
You can tell by the Tiffany, that Tiffany done broke it.
International hood rat. Role model with Gaudi. You can tell by my attitude, my bag shoes, I broke it. You can tell by the Tiffany, that Tiffany done broke it. You can tell by the Tiffany, that Tiffany done broke it. Kiss, kissing on me, kiss, kissing on my candy bag. Trick, tricking on me, trick, tricking on my Birkin bag.
Kiss, kissing on me, kiss, kissing on my candy bag. Trick, tricking on me, trick, tricking on my Birkin bag.
Good God Almighty, like back in the old days. You know, years ago, they had the A&R man to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Soto just talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
I had Benzes for you, had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Chunk on, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him, less is more, niggas, plenty of us.
Cash through everything around me. Freeze. Get the money, dollar bill, y'all. Cake.
500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. Dame made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Lior made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cash. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
NappyAfro.com